internal and external reports. It is the responsibility of all IPs to be familiar with relevant internal and external reporting structures. Reporting is not a one-off process completed during surveillance or outbreak management. Rather, the IP and their team should prepare reports in conformance with the requirements of key stakeholders. If investigations require the creation and dissemination of a report, for example, if certain control measures need to be implemented, the report should properly and clearly explain the recommendations. Reports can help to get administrative buy-in for new, additional, or enhanced control measures, to prepare departments for appropriate resource allocation, and to ensure that HCP involved in implementing new control measures have the needed knowledge and training. Key point: communication is an essential component of any surveillance or outbreak investigation. IPs must know what to report, how and when to report, and to whom they should report. IPs familiarize themselves with internal and external reporting requirements in order to ensure that relevant stakeholders and partners receive the information they need. Internal communications. Internal reporting and communication is an ongoing responsibility of all IPs. Surveillance data, once collected, analyzed, and compiled into significant findings, should be shared with relevant internal stakeholders, specifically at IPC committee meetings, quality assessment and assurance, QAA, or quality assurance and performance improvement, QAPI, meetings, and with other relevant frontline personnel who have the greatest potential for improving infection prevention practices. These stakeholders include facility administration, for resource allocation and in order to ensure that risk management, resident safety, and public affairs staff members may be notified and at the ready. Laboratory services, for resource allocation and in order to ensure that staff can be prepared to perform additional tests and save relevant isolates. Clinicians/healthcare partners, to encourage cooperation both during and after the investigation. Risk management, to prepare for any potential lawsuits that may arise from an HAI, to share knowledge and advice, and to keep essential records secure. Public relations/press office, to share any relevant investigation information or processes and so that the public relations team is kept informed to handle media inquiries. Residents, to consult with facility administration and risk management staff. All facilities should be prepared to handle any resident or family inquiries that might be necessary for legal reasons. Food/dining services. To keep relevant staff informed in the event that the outbreak or HAI event is related to a gastrointestinal infection, and to share recent inspection findings. If any special precautions or changes are needed with regard to food services, dining situation, food preparation or storage, etc., these should be communicated as soon as possible. Maintenance. To keep maintenance staff informed about any control measures that will affect their ability to maintain the facility. Example, additional barrier requirements. The IP should also be prepared to share their findings and reports with other stakeholders in the facility as the need arises. For example, if new materials are required, additional PPE, new cleaning agents, etc., then the IP should consult with the healthcare facility's purchasing authority to manage and approve these acquisitions. If the facility has volunteers, they should be informed of new control measures that may have an impact on their interactions with residents. External communication. Communication with external and public stakeholders is often a collaborative process. There are certain external agencies, for example, CMS, OSHA, and the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, that issue rules and regulations that must be followed. The IP might also need to submit reports about notable events and infections to these or other organizations. The collaborative relationships between healthcare facilities and local, regional, and national organizations, for example, the CDC, the National Institutes of Health, NIH, and the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, IHRQ, are especially valuable because the IP can request assistance from these public bodies if their healthcare facility is unable to combat an outbreak by itself or if a medical event expands beyond the confines of a single facility, as during a pandemic. Depending on the nature of the outbreak or HAI event, the regional health department might decide that the situation requires national involvement, at which point they would then contact the relevant individuals within the CDC, who would begin to collaborate with the IP to help control and end the outbreak. local, state, provincial, and territorial health departments, as well as other national agencies and organizations, are able to provide healthcare facilities with various kinds of support during outbreaks and other surveillance activities, prevalence cultures, for example. They may also provide free testing for certain pathogens and infections. For example, EMDR O-point prevalence testing, lab testing for SARS-CoV-2 or other respiratory pathogens, testing for Legionella and other waterborne pathogens, norovirus, etc. Health departments may also be able to provide additional resources, such as supplemental education and surveillance materials, checklists, forms, etc. The IP will have to manage any local, regional, and national reporting requirements, along with those arising from accreditation bodies, related to healthcare facilities and infectious disease events. These can vary widely depending on the region in which the facility is located. IPs should, therefore, have a keen understanding of the relationship between public health bodies and healthcare facilities. This is especially true when an outbreak is underway. Reporting. IPs must be familiar with the reporting requirements their facility is subject to. These typically include requirements of local/county health departments, regional health departments, a national health surveillance reporting system, example, state health department, governmental agencies. Most regional governments have dedicated websites related to their reporting requirements. Some prioritize the infections and events that are most common in their regions, while others provide more broad information, resources, and reporting guidelines. Mandatory and public reporting requirements are an important component of any surveillance program or outbreak investigation. Depending on the location of the healthcare facility, the local and regional reporting requirements are likely to vary. All facilities must comply with national requirements, and reporting requirements may present technical or resource-related challenges as additional data collection or paperwork may be required. Over the past couple of decades, many jurisdictions have passed legislation requiring healthcare facilities to report data on HAIs, epidemiologically significant organisms, carbapenem-resistant Enterobacteriaceae, or CRE, for example, and related quality measures, immunization rates for healthcare personnel, hand hygiene compliance, etc. IPs should familiarize themselves with their region's specific reporting requirements, information about which may be obtained from the quality measurement agencies and health departments in their region. Key point: sharing appropriate surveillance information with internal and external stakeholders ensures that others can prepare and allocate resources. It can also help expand surveillance activities to acquire additional relevant and meaningful data. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the National Healthcare Safety Network. There are currently mandatory reporting requirements for CMS-certified facilities in the NHSN. There are also multiple voluntary modules in the NHSN for LTC facilities. By voluntarily reporting into these additional NHSN modules, the IP may gain valuable practice and experience, which should prove beneficial when the modules eventually become mandatory. Additionally, the NHSN publishes protocols for monitoring and improving HH and PP use compliance in LTC facilities. These protocols can guide an IP's own monitoring and surveillance of these processes. Sharing appropriate surveillance information with internal and external stakeholders ensures that others can prepare and allocate resources. It can also help expand surveillance activities to acquire additional relevant data. Mandatory reporting requirements ensure that LTC facilities are in compliance with local and national standards.